Good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 o'clock. You are listening to Raven Radio, KCAW Sitka. I am here in the studio with Hal Spackman, Director of Sitka History Museum and the Sitka Historical Society, and Jeff Budd, the community liaison for the Sitka Historical Society speaker series. Hi.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning.
Really glad that you are both here in the studio today. I want to start out with you, Hal. I would love to hear a little bit about the history of the Sitka Historical Society and the museum. And a few moments ago, you had put the history in the context of the realization of a dream. And I'm wondering if you could speak to that a little bit.
You bet, Aaron. If you really think about it, the Sitka Historical Society started in 1957, and the dream of the people back then, 60 years ago, actually 70 years ago, was to have a beautiful museum, and that dream is being realized now, and we're going to open, hopefully, sometime in early, May or June, and it's been a long road and an exciting process, and it's ready to happen. So we're planning a grand opening event for the public June 2nd, but we may open a little bit earlier if we get everything done, because we're just waiting on the exhibit constructor to ship the exhibits.
Wonderful. And as I understand it, the museum was previously located in Harrigan Centennial Hall and was then closed in 2015, or at least the space was closed. I'm wondering how you've continued to promote events and stories of this region in the interim.
Well, we've done a lot of different things. We've had programs that Jeff's been very involved in particular the sesquicentennial commemoration and celebration was a really big event for Sitka. We continue to promote as many things as we can. The speaker series, we have events that are very well attended. We do a brew festival during Alaska Day, which had well over 2,000 people at it. In addition, we've done New Year's galas, Sitka's Attic, and we just try to do a lot of things to stay in the public eye, to stay relevant, and really celebrate the unique diverseness of Sitka. And one of the events we did was the recognition of the Tlingit culture and their perspective of the transfer, and that was very well received, and it was heartwarming and heartfelt for many people. It was an emotional time. So we've done a lot of different things, and we hope to continue to do more now that we will have some more time to do something other than build a museum and raise money for it.
Yeah, that's very exciting. And Jeff, now I would love to get some information about one of the programming pieces that Hal mentioned, the Sitka Historical Society Speaker Series. Can you talk a little bit about what that is?
Yeah, it's the run up to the opening of the museum. And the idea is to have five different speakers. Two have already spoke. And just to keep the idea of it, the museum is coming. So the first person was Mark Sixby, who is a native man, and he's also a luthier. That means he makes guitars or violins and fiddles. That's what he really made was a mandolin. But it was really interesting because he carves it. So he uses different designs, and he talked about that. And then he and Rich Phillips also played those instruments. That was cool. Then Bob Sam spoke, and Bob spoke about museums. This one, when he was younger, he worked with Isabel Miller and talked about working with her. And then he talked about the museum in Hokkaido, Japan, that there's a connection between, if you believe in the people came here also on boats, among the other ways that you can get here. And there's artifacts from there that are similar to here. And then the next one is tonight, the 11th, Janet Clark from the Sitka Sound Science Center is going to speak on the curiosities at the Sitka Sound Science Center. And she's hoping people that will be there, because I guess she's going to bring things, and they don't know what they are. So they're hoping people will be there to help point out what this, that, and the next thing is. And then the 25th, Helen Mercado and Irene Schuler, who were on the SJ campus in the 1950s, will be there with your own. Emily Kwong will host them. And it was fun listening to her talk with them. They're funny people and interesting people. And that both tonight and then the 25th or 6 o'clock at the Sitka Public Library. And then the final one is April 28th is Dan Henry coming down from Haines. And he just has a new book that he published called Across the Shaman's River, John Muir, The Clinka Stronghold and the Opening of the North. And that'll be at 3 o'clock at the public library. And it's been sponsored by the Greater Sitka Legacy Fund and Sitka Rotary Club. And so when we were talking earlier, we're kind of Sitka-centric here. And I think when Dan comes and talks about this, he has a, because he's from Haines up by Clukwan, he has an additional point of view. And then he adds in how John Muir, when he was here and before he became the famous naturalist, really helped open up the place to the non-native people. So it should be good. And I finished the book, and it was pretty good. And so I say come to all three of them.
Wonderful. So if I'm understanding the event that's happening this evening, the hosted by or the with the Sitka Sound Science Center, it's going to be really important for people to show up to help identify the artifacts.
That's what Janet made it sound like to me.
Right. Wow.
So I can't imagine what kind of gizmos or things that they have, but who knows?
Yeah.
We'll find out.
That's.
Or maybe she'll have photos. I don't know.
That is fascinating. I'm curious about both of your connections to history or what how you've got involved in programming with the museum. Hal, you had mentioned that you were formerly a history teacher in Haines. Was that a part of
I've always had a great interest in history and a love for it. And, you know, in particular, I enjoy looking into local history. Well, one of the programs we do with Raven Radio is a Sitka History Minute, and it's just been fun to just see the how everybody contributes to history. You know, it's just not big names all the time. And I think that's what makes the Sitka Historical Society so special and the Sitka History Museum is that we're able to kind of commemorate and celebrate a very diverse look at Sitka, you know. Our mission is not specific to one thing, and so we can talk about maritime, we can talk about the native culture, we look into the Coast Guard and, you know, medical. I mean, we can just keep going on and on because I like to say that much of Alaska's history grew out of Sitka. So it's been an important place in Alaska's history, and it's fun to celebrate that.
Yeah, will you speak to that a little bit more? About Sitka's place in Alaska's modern history?
Well, one of the things that I have found about the Sitka population is they're very knowledgeable and they take a great interest in our history. And people come from far and wide to see that. And one of the reasons is the native people came here as early as 15,000 years ago and have established a very vibrant culture for many, many years. In addition, you know, Russian America, the Russian Empire chose to make this the capital of Russian America. And so that piece, even though it was somewhat short-lived, it was something a lot of people are interested in. And then America established its capital, or not its capital, but the seat of government for the District of Alaska. And so, you know, many of the laws that came into being today started right here. For example, game laws, conservation laws. And so, you know, you think about Alaska, this is where much of it started. And that's kind of cool.
I think we're the Paris of Alaska. We used to be the Paris of the Pacific, and I'll still continue to argue for that.
Well, when you look outside today, you can see, well, I can understand why people moved here. You know, yeah. This is a good place to be.
And I'm supposed to tell you that somebody wants you to do a History Minute on Warren Christensen.
Yeah, he'd be fascinating.
No, I did my job.
Okay.
Thanks
Beautiful.
For helping me remember that.
Yeah, of course. And Jeff, I would love for you to share how you got involved or what you're interested in Sitka's history or history in general.
Well, I guess I used to have a tour business, and so I had to learn more about it. And so I did that. And then Hal hired me for the 150th, and then the more I did it, the more I just got intrigued with it. And it's so interesting and it's so diverse. And there's, you know, you talk about how people get here. Some people think they came across the Bering Land Bridge. Some said they came from east to west, some from south to north. But I ascribe to the maritime system that people floated up here because people have been paddling their boats forever. And so just all those different kinds of things. And the culture here is so old and has so many different pieces and aspects to it. And there's so much to learn about that. So it's just fun. And interesting, and if you're a tour guide, then people want to know what's the history. So that's why I learned. I could do the history of Alaska in 5 minutes, or I used to. I don't know if I can anymore.
Amazing. Oh, I wish we had time for that. Unfortunately,
you'd be glad you don't.
I mean, I think many people would appreciate that. But it's been really great having you both in the studio today. Is there any other closing remarks that either of you would like to make?
Well, I just want to invite people to our grand opening, which is slated for June 2nd at the Centennial Hall. And unless our exhibit doesn't arrive on time, but we're all ready for it to be installed. We just hired a new curator, Jenya Anichenko, and so she's rolled up her sleeves, and she's been working here locally, too, so she knows the history well, too. So we're really excited about that and just can't wait to open up.
And I would just say, you know, tonight, 6 o'clock at the library, the 25th at the library, 6, and then the 28th, 3 p.m. Thank
Wonderful.
You, Aaron.
Thank you.
Jeff, Hal, thank you so much for being in the studio with me today.